Forever Dog.
She looks good. I can barely see you in this cave.
How do I look?
How do I feel?
Oh, we left the reverb on.
Oh, embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. Welcome back for another
steaming, scalding,
scolding, serving of
hot
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep drive into the dreams. Let's get into some
hot gossip. Is that a meerkat? I like them. They're nice. Fuzzy little fellows. First of all, thank you everybody on the hot goss fandom for listening to our Amazing Pictionary screen live stream or watching it. They watch it. They and listen.
Probably. Live scream because it's around Halloween time. Oh. Yes, we thank everyone for coming out digitally to the Pictionary fundraiser live stream event. A huge thank you to the divas who
the
joined
divas,
us.
Jan, Derek, Naomi, Jade Essence Hall. We had some pop-ups from Legends and Stars Only, Marco.
Yes. Amora, Drag
Manila,
Queen of the Year.
Hi Travis. So many people.
Yeah.
And I would like to say all the money.
There's titties.
Sis titties.
Selena is titties.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can say with great certainty that it was rigged.
I think you're right. We've been looking into it,
and we can let everybody know when we have more information.
We won't actually have the results for several weeks.
No,
just
Porterhouse
because...
and Clearing Waters are going over it.
Yes, the
Clearing Cooling Waters when the water runs clear.
Honey, sometimes it's hard to get the Clearing Waters,
girl. But... sometimes it's hard to get your sister put on a brown wig.
We thank you all so much. We raised a whole bunch of money. We'll be letting you know exactly how much really soon when we tabulate the dollars, but it's a lot.
We're so busy because this week we were both judging at the Best in Drag pageant along with luminaries and stars like Katya, Kelly Osbourne, Melanie Griffith was there at one point. And
I
when
did
they
not listen, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Was Jamie Lee Curtis really there in that car? Did you see her?
I don't know, but it. Someone did offer me some Activia.
It was the window, and the tinted window rolls down, and a hand reaches out and hands you an Activia.
I'm glad I didn't do a black dress with a slick back wig because I was literally going to do that, thinking I was going to meet Jamie Lee Curtis when Jamie Lee Curtis did not even exit her vehicle.
There was no way of proving that any of the judges were there.
Kelly Osbourne, I definitely saw her, and said hi to her. She was definitely there.
Frankie Grande drove by at the end of the night and
with the crown.
From her, she did have a tiara.
Duh. What's a top without a tiara?
Exactly. But some of the judges, I was like, and you know, I was there in a convertible. You were sitting on the roof of your fucking Jeep. So Katya was in a convertible. So we all had visual confirmation that we were there.
Yeah.
But then we were told that one of these mysterious SUVs had Melanie Griffith in it. Another one had Jamie Lee Curtis in it.
Girl, I knocked on that window. I said, "You got any milk money, bitch?"
another one
hooking in a family neighborhood in a treehouse.
Someone else who possibly could have been there was Jennifer Aniston's psychic, who was also one of the judges.
Oh, yeah. Remember they announced the weirdest thing? He's read psychics for blah, 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 blah. It's like, why? Okay, put that in. But we weren't even in the handbook. The judges were not listed. Because my friend. And then the host, Patrick, was being shady to Quesadilla, and I'll talk about it right out the gate.
Oh my gosh.
He said things to contestants. He said something to Frida Mexican. He said, "You're just like Quesadilla if she was young and beautiful and skinny." He was being so shady to Kay, and that's not fair.
Shade.
Kay is all of our friends.
They're probably really old friends, though.
Like, I bet they were at one point, but they don't seem friendly now because he was being shady boots. And it's funny because I was at a fashion event with Johnny Wujek, who was there last night, too, on my Jeep roof. And we were at this thing at the W, and Kelly Osbourne was sent out to save the girl that was hosting it. And she was bombing this girl. And Kelly was trying to be gracious. She was like the co-host. And at some point, the woman who was hosting it was like, I know they sent you out here and blah, 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 blah. And Kelly's like, listen, I'm just trying to keep this going, blah, blah. She was so gracious and nice and charming. And then she was like, fine, fuck it. Y'all don't want my help. But then Jennifer Hudson performed and it was fine. But I remember that feeling of thinking like, why are these hosts being combative? And it wasn't hosts. It was in that point, it was the girl that was hosting the event. I can't say her name. It was but Kelly was great. And this thing with Patrick, he was terrible. And Kay was great and shouldering it well and not replying or being catty.
Well, that's why KCD always leaves one shoulder out, because she's shouldering the burden of hosting the show.
Girl.
I love KCD so much.
Me too.
I think she's the funniest person and also really nice. I think she should do Drag Race, and I bet she would win.
I see no reason she shouldn't.
She's so fucking funny and so smart and so quick and an amazing host. And, you know, this is what we can learn from the hostings.
Don't give a man the mic at a drag show.
Listen, maybe he just wasn't used to doing it. And this is something you learn when you...
He's been doing it since the beginning.
Okay, but it always works better if you keep everything positive. Even if you don't like somebody, even if someone was horrible and bombed, you still keep it positive and keep it moving.
Yeah.
That always works better.
He was
playing
bitchy.
Which Quesadilla always does.
Yeah.
So,
I think he's a casting director, because I know Patrick Rush does a lot of like theater casting, I think. He's never cast me, so I can say he was a rude son of a bitch to her.
Is he the heir to the Rush fortune?
I don't use Rush. I use Double Scorpio, two hits and anything fits. Now with more nitrates. Try the white gold.
Does it have
gold.
A little ball in the bottom?
Uh-uh. Oh God, but what? But sometimes I get a little ball in my... Yeah. No. But yeah, he was an asshole. but the show was great. I liked it.
The show, yes, it was a pre-recorded thing, but all the contestants were there to get crowned at the end.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Etta Pig.
Etta Pig. She had pigs with magnets.
Yes. She had the cleanest package overall, I think. I think she did a very good job, and it was a well-deserved win.
She also had a ground crew giving out her thing, her little pig things, and like she had it ready to go.
Take
she spent
it over
money.
The top to
yeah,
take
one
it
of the girls.
The
it was her first time in drag. Another girl, her titty went from her tit area down through her colon, down through the femoral artery of the leg, and then out the calf, through the ankle, and then onto the stage. I would like to commend Miss New York, Alyssa Lords.
Yes, applause.
And it's going
please.
On Beatdown. It's going on Beatdown because I have the whole video of it. Because I was the first one to yell. I was like, is that a knee pad? And then we were all like, what? It was that.
We've seen a lot of drag, and I can honestly say that is something I've never seen. She was doing a high energy dance performance for her talent.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded. We were watching it on screen, and she was wearing a bodysuit, like
it was a Wish bodysuit, but with tons more rhinestones.
Yes. And she started out with her breasts in place, and then they started drifting. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen I've seen breasts get unruly and get into the wrong places. But this traveled down her whole body. It ended up as a knee goiter for a portion
of it. We were like, oh, it's swollen. She hit that. Twisted it.
And it made its way all the way down and out of the bodysuit. It escaped the bodysuit.
And she did WAP.
Yes. It's honestly something I've never seen in all my years of drag. And we commend her very much for probably one of the most memorable moments of the night.
I was on Beatdown this week and my titty fell out when I jumped. But that was a simple fallout. This was a journey. The titty went on a trail of tit. All the
way
down.
It's like how when they do the implants through the armpit, like it has to do a little bit of traveling.
Yeah, they did that implant through the Achilles, bitch.
Wait, and you saw Alessandra Torresani?
Yes, friend of the pod.
We did, deep friend of the pod.
It was so good. She was with Miss Beverly Adjacent, a former Best in Dragger.
Yes.
The Simon Cherry Wood.
Yes.
All the beautiful peoples. Lockley.
I think we should have Alessandra on again.
Yeah.
She said that she's set up for podcasting now because, you know, COVID pushed us all in a direction of our homes are now our personal recording studios. So she's ready. So if y'all want Alessandra Torresani, we may just deliver that.
Now, are you having a good Halloween? Are you having Halloween tings, costumes, dress-ups, parties?
Yeah, I like Halloween.
Your Halloween in New York is going to be sickening. Where can we get tickets for that?
You can go to vossevents.com or the link in my Instagram bio. But by the time this airs, I think we'll be in rehearsal for that show. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. A drive-in experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. It's COVID times, which is why Halloween is a little different this year. Because the past several years I've been touring the UK during Halloween.
Me too. Oh yeah, I feel like I did two. I did two of them.
Halloween,
you did
Australia,
four,
never at home.
Yeah.
Never even in the United States.
You went straight from the UK to Australia one year for Halloween.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. And usually I'm in an airplane on the actual day of Halloween. Mm-hmm. But this year, it'll be nice in some ways to just have one show. I mean, of course, I love touring and I love that vibe. Mm-hmm. But we're usually, our backs are so broken by the time we get to October 31st because we've been touring. So this will be nice to, like, we're doing a show on the day, October 31st, 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll be done by 6.
Okay. Wild night.
Well, you know, who knows what'll happen after. Saturday. It's Halloween.
Are you going to be anything special for Halloween?
I'm going to dress up like a girl, I think.
I'm a girl.
I mean, like,
I'm a girl.
What guys always say, I'm going to dress as a girl. I mean, I don't know that they
girl,
say that ever anymore.
Let me tell you, when I was 6, I bought some earrings on Long Beach Island and gave them to my mother. They were orange cubes, very like 60s. Like a round and then hanging drop to a cube gold chain.
Nice.
And she said, what are these? And I said, these are for Halloween. She said, what are you going to be? And I said, a girl.
Yes, exactly.
And she said, Willem Bart Belli, it is May. It is.
You were ready.
I was buying my costumes real early.
Something's never changed.
No. And come like end of September, early October. I remember asking for those earrings. She said she would get them for me. She never did. She said she put them in her jewelry box and I wasn't allowed in there, but she must have thrown them out. I never got them.
Hate it, bitch. I don't like that one.
My mom stole my earrings.
Times have changed.
She probably thought they were cute.
Now you are the keeper of the earrings. Now people come to you to get the earrings for Halloween.
Jiggly has my earrings. Bitch, give me my earrings.
Who?
Jiggly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Give her her earrings.
Give her her earring.
It's not proper.
Life's not fair.
The mom network has bringing us to us this docket of shows this week. Very, very that on Halloween.
So much on the docket.
How do you say this girl's name?
Cédergine.
Her.
I mean, that's how everyone kind of has been saying it, but I think there's probably a more Hollandese way of saying it, but that's what I call her, Cédergine. She's a standout from Drag Race Holland, and she's going to be on The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
And there's some exciting news. Manila and Latrice have added a Thursday show to the lineup, which is less recap, more chit-chat.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I always want to, like, catch up with the divas. And, you know, we usually talk about Drag Race, but then we talk about other stuff. So this gives them a chance to talk about other stuff.
I mean, sometimes there's not time sitting alone in the VIP. And Candy Muse is going to be on Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. Yeah, so Mom is providing this week.
I really love Candy Muse. I think she is. I mean, her name is right because she's sweet like candy and she's a muse because she's very inspiring. So her name says it all.
Yeah, she's commused.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Spotlight of the week is a friend. Her name is Arise.
And
her man is fine. Her friend Laith Ashley is fine.
We don't know if they're dating or not. We don't know. They might be.
I mean,
are they or aren't they? Are they on or are they off? It's Lathan Reese.
I saw them walking towards me in the Home Depot once, and I think I was all up in it. They weren't, but I just remember thinking, God, they're beautiful. And yeah. Then it was them.
Yeah, they
like I saw his muscles, but she looks like a supermodel. She is a model.
She is, yeah.
Gorge. So
she submitted this for us.
Uh-huh. And she's a friend of the pod.
And this is a song called Gym Class. It kind of reminds me of high school gym class.
I like the smell.
Kavion and Laith Ashley with a song called Gym Class. Get into it. Do your stretches and your burpees, ladies.
You tease me with them stretches in that gym class. Send it over, back it up. Oh yeah, we gon' be slim fast. Look at you, you slim fat. Look at all that thickness. I got perfect attendance, cause you teach my gym class. You tease me with them stretches in my gym class. Send it over, back it up. Oh yeah, we gon' be slim fast. Look at you, you slim fat. Look at all that thickness. I got perfect attendance, cause you teach my gym class.
So let's discuss some flavors, tell me what you savor. I can serve some protein now and save a bit for later. You can get a full workout inspiring the neighbor. What I do is just for you, this protein custom tailored. Baby, bend it over, feel that weight, push it out. I'm a freak by the pound, I'ma eat for some rounds. Not discreet, go and shout, I want you to let it out. Pulling up, pushing down, I don't care who is around. Oh yeah, we gon' do sets. Oh yeah, we gon' do reps. Oh yeah, we gon' hit back. Oh yeah, we gon' do chest. Oh yeah, we gon' do yoga. I can't wait to fold ya. Legs up on my shoulder. Up and down
you
and over.
You tease me with them stretches in that gym class. Bend it over, back it up. Oh yeah, we gon' be slim fast. Look at you, you slim fat. Look at all that thickness. I got perfect attendance, cause you teach my gym class.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We about to do yoga, baby. I'm a folder, legs up on my shoulders.
This is a momentous moment because you can't sing over Zoom.
What is it?
This is a song called Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John. Oh! Which is our next segment is a song where we badly sing the fucking... We badly sing the theme song.
Badly?
And It's exacerbated by the fact that you can't do anything in sync on Zoom because there's a slight delay. So we are finally in the same studio together.
Have you tried a sitz bath for that exacerbations?
Exacerbations. Okay. Here. This is the right key. Okay.
The key was always right.
Let's get political. Political. I want to get political. Let me see your poli-sci. Let me see your poli-sci. We said that. Let me see your poli-sci. These are the only words that we know. Something.
We did it.
Wow. Wow.
That's going to be the best part of this segment.
Girl, I'm so glad we got to sing in sync.
There may be some unscheduled hellfire that has happened since the recording of this podcast because we did record it a day or two early than normal.
Hellfire.
But
most likely.
Let's talk about one good piece of news, shall we? This is from New Zealand. The New Zealand Herald tells us that New Zealand now holds the title of the most rainbow parliament in the world.
Yes.
Yesterday's preliminary results show that there is 12 openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer members of the 120 members sitting in the next parliament. That's like 10%, boosting the rainbow representation from 7 last year after Labour swept in yesterday's election. The overall rainbow representation will be at 10%, providing the Green Party is successful at holding onto its preliminary 11 seats, bypassing the UK, which holds the current title of most rainbow parliament with 7% representation. That's awesome. Girl, and that's exactly what the Victory Fund is trying to do here in America, get more gays in.
Love to see it.
Me
because
too.
As someone who knows our experience is going to have more compassion when it comes to things like legislation, laws, policy mm-hmm. that have in, you know, for a long time kind of either ignored us or, you know, been shitty to us.
Like, what about our needs? The parks need to be open late. They can't all close at sundown. You know?
The Brambles.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Brambles in Central Park. That's where they used to cruise.
Yeah.
Meat Rack, Fire Island.
Yeah.
So many. Vaseline. Oh, is Vaseline Alley still pumping?
Vaseline Alley.
Do they have hand sanitizer back there and a Helix?
Girl, Vaseline Alley hasn't been, like, pumping for a long time.
What? What? Are you kidding? Well, I would always drive past on Hamburger Mary nights on Bingo just to see if there were any free spots.
Well, fucking Gold Coast is...
I forgot.
Going under.
Ugh.
It sucks because every single day we hear about some new place that's going to be not able to hold on through this fucking pandemic and this, like, this situation. It really sucks. It's so sad.
Ooh, but if any of my rich friends are listening to this, there's this bar that I want to help open and they're looking for investors. So I know some of y'all
angel
are listening.
Angel investors?
Angel level, yes. I'm angel, give me the money please. We need some money, so that would be amazing. Hit me up if you want any more info about that. I really was inspired by Honey Mahogany and I want to do a collective.
How much?
That's
I put
the really outline down like I was done. It's over there. Under
honey,
the starburst, under the phone. I crossed my legs the other way. My hands are pursed in my lap. I'm looking for my pocketbook to leave my own studio. What the fuck am I doing? I'm done.
She's going off screen.
Done. My phone's on like I was about to look up. No, I was looking up Kavion. Sorry. Hey, Kavion.
New Zealand, we salute you.
Deep salute.
Great work. I know I love New Zealand for a reason.
Me too. Those rolling hills.
Yes.
Yes, the green, the greenery.
Okay. And okay, the most office, which I love, Bob and Peppermint are doing this thing called not the post office, the most office, honey. Yeah. It's a new music video all about voting and it's geared at Pennsylvania. Yes, shout out Pennsylvania, which really has the power to help swing the election. So you can check out the most office, honey. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, Mom, have you done the thing? She's done the thing. She's done the voting.
Yeah. My Pennsylvania family isn't voting the right way. So I'm doing everything I can. There was a vote thing over the weekend and I got to work with Abby Jacobson from Broad City.
Yeah.
For like a Philly thing. And like, it was so much fun. But like, I didn't know that Pennsylvania was like a swing state.
Pennsylvania is like essential in the like breakdown of this thing, which is also
why. I've never voted there. I wasn't like legally allowed.
The fucking Electoral College has to be dismantled.
I always say that's my one priority in life is that that needs to go before I die.
It should not come down to one state to decide what is going on for the whole country.
In the least at all. And some of these states, It's got to go.
It's wacko.
It fucked us twice in our lifetime.
Girl, right. Bob and Peppermint look so stunning.
Erie. That's where you're from.
I know. They're talking about Pennsylvania.
Erie's in the top corner.
The video, yes, right on the lake.
Lackawanna Blues.
So in a lot of places, you can still request ballots up to October 27th. Also, there are states where you can same day register if you're voting in person.
I did that once. My thing wasn't on the little docket where it should have been on the name line. I had everything I needed to, and they let me vote.
Yeah.
So it's possible. It's fucked up that we don't have a universal voting system that's easy and fair and acceptable. But if you want to know how you can vote, you can Google it real quick. Like, how do I vote? Or am I registered? And make it happen wherever you are, because we'd love all of that.
Y'all are listening
to this, so you must be smart.
Want it to be just a tidal wave. I want people who have in previous years been apathetic about voting. I want them to not just vote for the presidency, but for everything down the ballot. Like, let's really make an impact with this one.
Yeah,
let's hit it.
If you're not sure how to vote, you can Google like what GLAD in your area is telling you to vote for, or like a gay politician or something.
Yeah, and I did this thing with Alana Glazer.
Oh, cool.
From Broad City.
Oh, they live for us, yes. Obviously.
She's been doing this, like, cheat sheet for the polls.
Uh-huh.
So she basically tells you, in whatever state you're in, hi, these are the people who are fierce and who you want to vote for. So that's what I'm going to literally be doing when I go into the thing for California, when I go into the voting booth on the day.
This sample ballot that they send you to, it has all this stuff in the back that look like boring personals with no pictures, but they're mission statements. And like, people are like, I grew up in LA, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, if you don't know about these people, you can actually read for what they stand for.
Yeah.
It's a lot of words and stuff, but like, whatever, you know.
Something that I thought was interesting in this Bob and Peppermint video is they said, if you're a gender doesn't match on your ID, like to how you present, you don't need to use a picture ID. There are other acceptable forms of ID, like a pay stub,
a YouTube link like
that just says your name, but it doesn't, you know, if you're different from your ID.
Work. All right, the most office.
I just watched this Monet video where these little girl and a little boy are watching Monet put on makeup in the park or something, and the boy tells her she looks pretty after, and she says thank you. He doesn't tip though, which was disheartening. The little girl was nice. She was like, why are you putting on makeup? And it was like just nice seeing that kids like were more open than my nephews when they were basically dogging me. Why are your shorts so short? Why are you wearing girls' clothes? These are my clothes. I bought them.
Yeah.
You know, like having to fight with a 4-year-old sometimes.
Yeah. Generally, I think kids are more, I mean,
they're truthful. They're curious and they want to know why.
Curious.
But some of them also know. It's like, why are your shorts so short? You know why. I like tans on my legs, but not on my face. Like, how dare you? And I'm going to tell your mom. She's my sister. Bitch.
Yeah. Kids are generally curious, but it's like they learn from their parents the intolerance.
Well,
sort of shading. That's like where it comes from. But like, generally, they're just like curious and open-minded.
Yeah.
And I think this new generation is way more open-minded about like drag and like kind of gender fluidity, which is, I don't know, hopeful, I guess, for the future.
They got a new attitude. Bitch, did you see Versus with Patty?
I'm wearing a new dress.
Wait. New shoe. Versus. Patty and
Patty Barclays?
Patty and Anita Baker. Gladys Knight did a Versus.
Nobody had.
Patty Place was. Who was she?
Patty Barclays.
Was she one of the puppets in Lanesha's? She was Lil Pound Cake's runner up, huh? Yeah. Patty Park Place.
She completed all of her reigns.
Oh yeah.
None of them.
Oh.
So wait, tell me about Patty and Gladys?
Oh my God. Versus has been like the best thing to come out of the quarantine. There's been like, there's a Toni Braxton and maybe Mary J. Blige one coming up. That's wrong.
What do they do?
They like they sit next to each other. Oh, bitch, the Monica and Brandy one. Monica was in all Fendi and it was right after I bought all that Fendi at the outlet. So, bitch, hey, Monica. But it's they talk about their songs and like songs they did together. Oh. Dionne Warwick came out. Oh. She's still smoking. She comes out. You can tell the cigarette was in the hand.
I like, need this.
It is so good. Look it up. It was so
okay.
good.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Some of the keys ain't right, but they're, you know, it's great. It's like Ashanti singing Run to You.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You want to run away from it. Look it up.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I want to run from you.
That's not the key to do.
Let go.
Won't you use your inside voice?
This key was the wrong choice. Okay. This is a moment where we spell like
deep inside the dream. This message comes from Kira.
It's a long one. I'm going to let you read it because you read fast.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's a full pager.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh,
the dick, too?
Are we going to get handed to us right now?
What do you mean?
Dear,
are they reading us up and down?
We're reading them, apparently, for 3 hours. Dear Alaski Kikai, will I am a hoe and big drip dipper Reno Tintra. Back in February, I matched with this guy who wouldn't be my usual type, but we really hit it off after a couple of dates and sleepovers, and I found myself starting to really like him. Then Miss Rona came and locked us all in our houses, so we couldn't see each other anymore. We kept in contact and did some Zoom dates, which were cute. There was a severe lack of sexting, which I wasn't happy about, but he didn't seem to be into it, and all the vibes I'd gotten off him so hard were very wholesome, so maybe even a little bit prudish.
Okay.
Finally, intrigued. Some restrictions got lifted in Ireland, and we were able to go as far as each other's places, and as we had both been pretty damn careful about social distancing, we decided we should meet this coming weekend. Mm. I was really excited to finally be getting some drink after 6 long weeks when he texted me that we need to chat. At first, I assumed he was canceling due to a whole assortment of reasons. Then my mind went to all the things he could have found out about my past. I'm not so wholesome. And by the time we had a phone call that evening, I was in full panic mode. You can imagine my surprise when he reveals to me that he has crabs and that I need to get treatment too. At first, he tried to imply that I must have given them to him because he wasn't sleeping with anyone else, but I told him that wasn't possible because 7 weeks ago, I got a clean STI test, and I don't have any pubic hair, so I am certain that I would have noticed things crawling around on my skin. After our call, I realized that something doesn't add up. Without me to blame, he's asking me to believe he got crabs over 3 months ago off a previous partner and just didn't notice till now, which is completely gross, and I just don't buy it. And I'm not annoyed he was potentially sleeping with other people. I was still sending nudes to my fuck buddies and met up with one of them a few weeks past pre-STI test. I'm annoyed because he's potentially told me a completely barefaced lie. Bareback lie. So I call him back the next day. And in his word vomit of an apology where he says sorry for trying to put blame on me, he totally gets if I don't believe him, but he's telling the truth. He reveals the last person he slept with before me was a guy in January. And oh, by the way, he's bisexual. Mm. I've dated a couple of bisexual guys, so it's not something I have an issue with, but I'm confused as to why this hadn't come up before. Also, my experience with bisexual guys is that we have a really good time, great sex, and then they leave me for a penis. Oh, this is a woman. Got it. Not a particular penis, just penis in general. And to be honest, I'm looking for something a bit more serious right now. Also, bisexual guys are not prudes in my experience, so why was I only getting vanilla sex, and why did he refuse to choke me when I asked for it? Oh, wow, Ireland, go in. So my questions are, should I trust him that he wasn't sleeping around? Is he worth investing any more time with him if he's going to go off chasing dick like the others? How does someone have crabs for that long and not notice?
So many questions.
Attached is a picture of me in a custom-made harness by Lorna J. Henson I got for a fetish night. It's been postponed. Love you lots. Listen to the show every week. Especially love the Let's Get Political segment, which always has me down a rabbit hole Googling. Forever friend of the pod.
Thank Kira. You. Kira.
Okay.
Oh, and let's look at the picture of the harness. Listen to our pages. We have real pages. Paper. It's not digital. It's real.
Paper.
Paper. Elliot's Pepper.
Pepper.
I love the thong and the bra. It's great.
Yeah, that is a beautiful set. I'm sorry that your fetish night has been postponed indefinitely. This sounds like a lot of different things. What do you think? I think you have more experience in the world of crabs and sexting and bisexuality than I do.
I think men tend to lose interest very quickly. And like, I wasn't trying to Zoom date and do all that. I'm not trying to get to know anybody really though right now either. Mm-hmm. Like that. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship. So this guy has three questions that she's asking. Should I trust him that he wasn't sleeping around? He didn't get craps from his family. So I'm saying use your brain. Is it worth investing any more time with him if he's going to go off chasing dick like the others? You can generalize people all you want. Who knows what he's going to do? So case by case.
Yeah.
How does someone have crabs for that long and not notice? I don't know, because the only time I've ever had crabs, I was 17, sitting on my couch in my own apartment, mm-hmm. naked. And I'm like, that freckle's moving. And then I was like, is that a freckle? Was it a scab and it's falling like through my up my happy trail? And then I was like, oh my God. And then I felt like the dirtiest person in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. Also, crabs, I believe, aren't always sexually transmitted.
And aren't they lucky?
She's so lucky. She's got crabs.
I am. I'm a Cancer.
They're not always sexually transmitted, are they, Dip?
Oh, yeah. Crabs? I got them from a dressing room. Oops.
No, why are you asking me?
You usually are knowledgeable about medical things.
I brought crabs home from San Francisco once that I was convinced I got off the BART.
It is possible.
Was that his middle name or his first name?
Sharon and I got scabies once, and she was accusing me of cheating on her, and I didn't. It was because I was fucking couch hopping in New York, and like that shit's around. So that's neither here nor there. You obviously don't trust this guy. Mm-mm. He didn't reveal to you that he was bisexual right away, which I guess is fine because maybe some people are really judgmental about that. And it sounds, Kira, like you have some judgments about bisexual guys as well.
I'm gonna run off, go chase dick.
Which, okay, if that's been your experience, but you can't go into a relationship mm-mm. being completely tinged by your previous experiences because it won't, you know, then that's going to shade and color every interaction you have.
And if you do have a certain tinge back there, just sit on a shout pen. and then heat it with a torch lighter.
If you take away all the, like, if you take away the crabs and all the this and all the that.
Sounds like a love story.
Maybe you guys just aren't a match because you say that he's, like, really prudish. He won't choke you out if that's what you want. Then, like, maybe you're just not compatible, you know? And that's fine because you have, it's COVIDina and you have plenty of time to, like, get to know someone else, I guess.
I agree.
Okay. Let's continue spelunking. I hope it's not like straight talk and we give out really bad advice and then they approach us at a press conference when we get a radio show with James Woods. Okay, from Gretchen. Hello, Lasky, Willem, Dipper, and anyone else this may concern. Been listening for a while, writing for the first time. My question is, where is the fine line between drag and cosplay? In terms of, we're all born naked and the rest is drag, and putting on a performative exterior, cosplay would be considered a form of drag. Yes? Or did you just delete something in your trash? The trash sound effect played on the... which I think should be on the soundboard. Trash! that's trash. Okay, cosplay would be considered a form of drag. Yes? But I definitely would not consider all cosplayers drag performers. I know of several queens who also cosplay, so in that sense, their cosplay is also drag. I also know a few AFAB queens who cosplay outside of their own drag. Is this still drag? I personally am an AFAB human
who has cosplayed characters of multiple genders, and I also cosplay a couple of drag queens. Am I in drag if I'm cosplaying someone who is also in drag? Perhaps this is all a matter of personal stance specific to the individual, but I am curious to hear your opinions on it. No nudes today, but I have included photos of me in cosplay as Katya Zamolodchikova and as Chad Michaels. Thanks for indulging my lengthy question. Lots of love. Gretchen Michaels from the House of Michaels, honey. P.S. Alaska, while I'm a massive Katya fan, she was not robbed. You deserved your win 100%. Thanks.
What a woman.
I did, because I did the best. So I yeah, won.
I saw it. It was so good.
I wasn't the nicest.
It wasn't a nice competition. I think it was a drag competition. So
yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what
won
you did.
The most things. So.
That's what you did to do. She did what needed to be done. Gretchen, yes.
Ding dong.
She did what needed to be done.
First of all, if
anybody from that goddamn show, The Glow Up in Britain, is watching, Alaska and I would love to be judges on it.
We would.
Anytime. Yeah. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Yeah, let them get together with the real drags.
First of all, Gretchen, I love your cosplay. She's doing the Chad Michaels, Mamie Eisenhower look.
That emerald green skirt with the white Gap shirt and green cuffs.
And she's doing Katya and Reed You Wrote You, the sparkly like black bodysuit with the flowing blonde hair. Love it. What do you think about this?
Too many words.
Well,
the AFAB, the genders, just put on what you want to put on, and why do you need a label for it?
Generally, that's I agree with you.
I'm not
yes.
trying to label anything anymore. Like, I'm good.
I think it comes down to your intention as the performer, because if you're like, because you there is overlap. Like, you can be in drag and do a cosplay while you're in drag, mm-hmm. or you can do a cosplay and not be in drag. But it really comes down to like what your intention is.
I don't think we ever discussed the matter of finance, compensation. Maybe you're in drag if you're getting paid or drink tickets or...
not necessarily. Sometimes you go do drag for fun.
But I know people that do drag and then they say, oh, I'm not a drag queen. There's that
too. Happens too.
And then I'm like...
You can do drag and not be a drag queen.
Well, does that just mean you won't suck dick? Or steal? Which one? Like, which one? Because there's plenty of both for me to do if anybody's not looking.
Those drag queens are stealing
our car. I love that car.
This is the classic. Mrs. Sturrock would have wanted it this way.
Volvo with no air.
I don't think we should get hung up on labeling what is drag and what isn't, because as soon as you say this is drag and this is not, drag changes and mutates around it, and you can never define drag.
I mean, every little magic. Thing that I say or do, hung up.
I'm hanging up this phone call.
This next message is saying, hello, Lasco, William, and Big Dip. Long time, first time. Just kidding. Long time listener, first time caller. I'm a big
fan. Thank you.
I'm a big fan of the gals and the pod. Y'all do bring me so much joy every Wednesday and Friday, especially over these very trying and hard last 8 months. So thank you very much.
8 months.
Something I would love to know. You both have really lovely skin out of drag. What is your skin care routine? Do you get facials? Microneedling.
Does she ever?
Microneedling, Fraxel, or any other specifics you can get every now and then.
Fraxel?
Any key?
Wyoming?
Put it on the list. Any key advice you'd be willing to share? Specific dietary restrictions that you feel affect your skin? I know a bit of random and everyone's skins and bodies react differently, but I always love to know what works for those whose skin I admire. Here are a few pics of my balls and ass.
Nice.
I couldn't find a dick pic for you, but... I'm far too lazy to take one right now, but all the best. I'm glad the balls and the ass were accessible, but the dick was not.
Now, this is what I'm talking
about. Oh, this is some bottom behavior. He don't want to show his dick. Bullshit.
This is like Gypsy Rose Lee. I mean, it's like really burlesque because he's really making us curious about what he's not showing us.
I'm not curious. He looks like a deflated Hot Pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
A testicle. A testicle sack of moderate to above average size.
Yeah.
A hairy chest. Can barely see the balls.
An athletic short pulled up just to reveal a nest of balls.
Mm-hmm.
And the dick is grasped in the hand, but completely obscured, obfuscated.
Yeah, I think the shorts are Adidas, or if you're overseas, Adidas.
Right. The rear picture is nice. It looks like it's probably done in a mirror.
Very David Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the phone is in hand. The phone is taking a reflection in selfie mode.
Yes.
So you can see, like, what's going on.
The Cave of Secrets is wondrous. The question was our skin. I've had one professional facial in my life.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the rest of the time I use Dove soap and Abilene.
You use Dove soap on your
face.
To wash your face?
Yeah.
Do you moisturize?
After. Yeah, but it's got it's like a moisturizing thing.
Does it have SPF in it?
My moisturizer does, and I keep it in the fridge.
Okay.
Because when it's hot, it's nice to put on cold moisturizer.
Yeah.
So that's all I do. I think I want to get a facial, though, because somebody from Derm King offered me one, and it sounded like he was going to do it for free. And
yeah,
I met them in Vegas at a gig, and they were cool. So.
It's nice, but I don't, you know, I mean, it's nice every now and then.
What do you use? Anything?
I get my skincare stuff from 360 Skin, who I posted about on my Instagram.
And your pump is Finish? Where do they make that stuff?
He does it. I've never tried it.
Where do they hold the patent for whatever's in our bodies?
But he sells me.
He gives me a pump. He fills me up.
He sells me a great cleanser and a great moisturizer. But the moisturizer has SPF in it, which I think is very important. And when it comes to taking off makeup, Albaline is the way to go. It's very, very natural. Doesn't dry you out. It just slides it right off.
Oh, yeah. And it slides it right in, too, because I've been privy to a couple of film sets. And the boys are using Albaline. To get busy now, and it's like it makes the body shine, makes beautiful things.
Yeah,
yeah. Abilene is good.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I guess as far as a dietary, I don't know. My skin does better when I drink lots of water, and when I don't drink like shit. Like I try to just avoid soda. I'll sip a soda, and
a
that's all I will do of it.
I won't do dairy, and I did notice that my skin got better when I stopped fucking with dairy, even with like the whatever pills.
Yeah.
So that's all I do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty like, I grease up like when we got on planes. When I would go to the airport after a gig, I would be so greasy.
You didn't dry out in the plane?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much oil because I did Accutane so many times, but I love your necklace.
Thank you. It says Race Chaser.
That little tiny font.
This
too.
Is the silver one, and it says Race Chaser, and I wear it all the time. And my neck still hasn't turned green, so
I want to do a septum with friend of the pod.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
You can go to mybestjudymerch.com and you can look at the Race Chaser necklace collection, which is really, really fun.
It's extensive.
Very, like, it's like a little Carrie Bradshaw necklace that just says Race Chaser or Friend of the Pod or Enemy of the Pod.
What day is Very That? Monday, right? Ooh, new Very That.
Very That.
Very That. Very That.
She's so
Very That. Thank you guys for listening to Hot Goss this week. This is our weekly chat show where we like to talk about
the beginning.
Events in our lives.
You can send us questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. We also have really exciting bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. And you can search using the hashtag racechaser and watch the videos a la carte. And we just uploaded a video of us looking at our sister's OnlyFans pages. And this was very much fun to make. Mm-hmm. And great advertisement for the doll. And very entertaining to watch. So check that out for sure.
And you can check us out on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
Yeah.
There's also a link there on the Instagram at the Race Chaser Pod one, which has lots of resources, places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Do you have a voting plan? Why not review your plan with a friend or family member? Will you be voting early or by mail, absentee, in person? Make your plan now.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
Yes.
And we will be back next week with more
piping, steaming,
squirreling, boiling. Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.